If you missed the show yesterday, somebody's trying to yuck Kennedy's yum.
Yeah.
And it makes no sense.
I'm sorry if you're so sad that I can't make you happier.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Correct.
Tell everybody what you've been doing in the women's bathroom here.
So we have like one bathroom that's shared for this whole floor. So our offices, and then there's another place on our floor. And it's very big and it's very sterile and it's, you know, kind of ugly. And so I just was like, maybe I will just put a little post-it note up on this here mirror just to let people know that they're doing great, that you're awesome, you're gorgeous, you're whatever. So I just took some post-it notes and I was put one on the mirror, and then that one got taken down, and I thought, well, okay, maybe they have to clean the mirror, so I get it. So then I started putting them on the back of the door that you come in and out of, and they started taking those down too. And I don't know why.
Someone is waging a war on positivity, Kennedy.
So I continue to put them up, and we'll just see what happens.
I asked Kira from the Midday Show to come in and hang out with us this morning because she's the one that clued me in that you were doing this. Kira, good morning.
Hi, friends.
I heard you come in the other morning, and you said to Kennedy, have you been leaving notes in the bathroom? It just like seems something you would do.
Who else would it be? Honestly. I mean, they're awesome.
What do they say?
Well, I can't really...
Just like an overarching theme.
Yeah, they make me feel good. I know how they make me feel. Could I recite them word for word? I think my favorite was, walk out of here like you own the place. Mm-hmm. That one gave me a little extra pep in my step.
And did you?
Of course I did. I needed that day in particular. Because I woke up to an explosive diaper. You know what I mean? I wasn't feeling my best. But I read that little post and I said, you know what, Kira? You still got it. And that's, hair flip.
And that's the reason I did it.
Yes.
That bathroom is very prison looking, and it feels very sterile and like overhead lighting, and it's just, I just feel like it needed something. Vibes were needed,
and you provided.
So what do you think of some unknown assailant taking down Kennedy's positivity signs?
I mean, I think it's horrible. I say it to her every time, like, who is that bothering? And it's on the top of the door. Do you know what I mean? It's not in the way, but it's a post-it.
So it wasn't you that took it down.
Is that the rumor?
I would never think that.
It's just a bunch of boys in here trying to start something.
Pit us against each other?
You know, it's
doing that whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm just asking questions. Do you know who took it down?
I have no information on this.
I
don't want to speak for Kennedy, but it seems like it would be a cleaning person, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I leave here at like 10-something, so I'm not here until I come back again the next morning, and I go in there at like 4 o'clock, and it's gone.
So do you want my help kind of monitoring it, and I can let you know if it's still there, at least when I leave?
I mean, maybe.
So we can track this?
No, I want you to maybe you put up your own note if you want to.
Okay. Like, I'll do that.
I want to go the other direction. If you're going to take them down, let's give them something to take down.
I want Kennedy to put up like 50.
Yes, post-it army.
I love you want to be the potty police, though. We appreciate that.
100%. Mm-hmm. No, coach.
We came up with this idea. What are we calling it, Kennedy?
Potty positivity.
Potty positivity. So we're
Could
going...
Could you get any cuter? Come on.
That wasn't my idea, actually, but yes.
We want to get people to post notes in their bathrooms, in their offices, inspired by Kennedy. Notes of positivity. Mm-hmm. Throw them on the mirror. Throw them on the bathroom door. Throw them on the back of the bathroom door. And maybe we start a potty positivity movement, if you will.
I love
know,
this.
Movement's the right word.
See, this
feels
is
like
you,
bowels.
Going this back to the explosive diaper of it all.
Is it just for women's bathrooms, or are we trying to?
I think anyone who wants to. Why should we put a gender upon it?
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
What if a guy named Todd wants to walk out of there like he owns the place?
He can. You go off, King.
Todd, you're a queen.
You're a queen. Own the room. I'm starting to brainstorm now what my post-its will say. I know it's not a competition, but I have to rise to the occasion.
Well, you're going to need a couple because someone's going to take them down. So
I'll be prepared for that.
Thank you, Kira.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, we do have a jingle that Kennedy put together for this.
Well, if we're going to do it.
Fluorescent lights and boring walls. There's not much joy inside these stalls. So leave a little kindness, make somebody's day. Potty positivity, spread some love today.
We've come a long way from leaving people's phone numbers on bathroom stalls saying call for a good time.
Well,
now it's potty positivity.
That's it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.